Welcome back to our Total Sense Bite-Size episodes. I'm Tom Henske, and I'm here to help parents teach their kids about money.
Welcome back, all my Total Sense listeners. Today, I've got an episode of Ask Tom. You know what that is. You send me the question, I give you the answer. So today's question that came in was this. The mom asked, what's a simple method to show my child how to track their spending? That is such an important topic because it connects directly to all the struggles that I see parents face with their own spending habits or lack thereof. So important that we start to teach the kids the habits early so they don't run into problems when they get to be our age. You see, kids view money, it's like something that just poof, magically disappears after they spend it. I get it. Trust me, a lack of awareness is going to lead to poor financial habits later in life. And you've heard me say a million times, bad habits lead to stress. Stress leads to poor health. So let's just not do that. I want you to realize that the traditional methods of expense tracking here are way, way, way too complicated for kids. Please don't take out your Quicken or an Excel spreadsheet and think that this is how you're going to start teaching your kids about money. I don't care if they are elementary school, middle school, high school, college, don't do it like that. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think back to those old piggy banks. You know, the piggy banks that have the save, spend, invest, donate chambers, and the kids would earn the money and they would put it in each chamber. Sometimes people like to use jars. That's awesome too. But here's what I want you to think about. First of all, the piggy bank method works great when they're young, let's say elementary school. But at the tail end of elementary school, not so much. So I think what works better are things like either a piece of paper in a public area within your house. My kids are going to roll their eyes at this one. I love dry erase boards. I think they're fun to work with. Let's work with those two and put it in a very public place within your house. And then label it with four columns: save, spend, invest, donate. Look, if you want to get all artsy and make it fun with different colors or stickers or icons, have at it, but just make it super easy for them to follow and to quickly jot things down and track. This is not an art project. You can make it into an art project if you want, but that's not the main goal here. So what you want to do then is make sure you're defining all of those things where you save, spend, invest, donate. So spending's like day-to-day purchases. Snacks comes to mind. Saving is maybe for bigger goals like a bike or a trip. Sharing, you know what that is. Funds for giving, charity, gifts, anything like that. Folks, if any of you have a teenager, you will totally agree that that teenager, a lot of times, not maybe every once in a while, not every day, but they think that the sun, the moon, and the stars revolve all around them. So you got to add sharing and giving as part of the conversation. Forget about for money, just to have well-adjusted young adults when they leave your house. And then investments. So you'll hear me talk about this in other episodes. I'm sure someone will ask me a question like mutual funds comes to mind. And then in that first week, what I want you to do is I want you to just set a baseline. So week one, it's all about tracking everything that they spend. Ready for this one? Without judgment. You don't need to judge. You don't need to criticize. Week one is solely about observation, awareness, just getting into it. It's like going out to exercise for the first time. You don't go out and run a marathon your first day out in the summer. You start by maybe a walk or a slow jog for maybe a mile or two. You don't just bust into 27 miles. And then what I want you to do is develop some sort of weekly routine to talk about it. I always say Sunday dinner is a great one where we're all together. We know we're all eating together on Sundays for sure. Just set a time that works for your family to review it together. And what I want you to do, especially in the beginning, besides just tracking, is celebrating achievements. I want you to be positive. If they start to put money towards a savings goal, awesome. If they share money, awesome. You are looking to give them the pump up so they feel good about doing something right and starting to develop the right behavior. And then after a couple weeks, I want you to then start to introduce the idea of trends by asking these reflective questions, simple things like, how do you feel about your spending on money? Or what would you like to do next week differently? Those are two great questions to get into and let them reflect and think about. And by the way, self-criticize where needed. Now, self-criticize means they realize that a trend isn't working in their favor and they basically self-assess and take ownership of it as to say, I need to be better on this. It's amazingly more effective if they spot it and it's their idea than if it's your idea. So here's what happened in my house early on. We went on a vacation and I gave them a certain amount of money, both of my kids, to use during that week or so that we were going to be away. So what do you think happens? The first day, there's an arcade right where we're staying. And one of my children, who I won't tell you which one, my son, one of my kids went and spent all of their money at the arcade. The other one did not. Then later on, he wanted to get something and he came to me and said, I spent all my money at the arcade. Can I have more? So that led to a great conversation about tracking his spending. And here's the key. I didn't bail him out. Yes, I'm the meanest parent ever in the history of parents. But remember, you've heard me say before, you pay now or you pay later, but you pay. So I think I showed him at a very young age that he needs to really keep an eye on his spending and budget things out because I didn't bail him out. And hopefully that gets ingrained in his head so I don't have to bail him out in his 30s, 40s, and 50s. Okay, so that's really all there is to that question about tracking. Start young, keep it in a common area, use paper or a dry erase board. If you want to get into one of these more esoteric apps, we can talk about that in a future episode. I just want you to show them that tracking their spending is a skill that takes time. It's not going to happen perfectly right out of the gates. It didn't with you. It still might not have with you, but it's going to definitely pay off in the long run. And speaking of you, this is one of those things where you want your kids to outperform you at tracking money. Folks, it's a sign of successful parenting and teaching. That's what we want. And maybe their good habits might just rub off on you a little bit. So thanks for sending in that great question. I super appreciate it. Folks, send me the questions. I love doing this. This is great. Send me the questions and I'll answer them on future episodes of Ask Tom. Appreciate everybody and look forward to speaking to you next time.
I hope you enjoyed our episode of Total Sense. A special thank you goes out to Verso Studios at the Westport Library. Tune in for our next Money Chat.